Tax collection numbers have been well above normal in the last few years. What would you like the county to do with the extra income?
Well, I'm a fiscal conservative and a Republican, and so I think we're doing a good job, but I also think there's some value in having a little bit of a, to have some set aside for like a rainy day fund. We don't need to spend every penny that comes in the door. I think you should hold some back. You never know when something's going to arise. The other day, the sheriff had a generator that was all of a sudden older than he ever thought it was, and it just didn't start when he needed it. And so that was a very expensive item that really wasn't planned on changing, like he changes out patrol cars and things like that. So I think you should save some for a rainy day.
Mr. Huffine.
Well, when dealing with revenue streams, I agree with Rick. We don't need to spend every penny that comes through the door, but we also need to do projected budgeting. And we need to have a five-year plan and try to hit those goals. We need to set goals that are within our revenue streams and obtain those goals.
Mr. Rickman.
I'm like them. I'd put back a rainy day fund, but I'd also look hard at the roads. I think that the Baxter County is big enough that it ought to have a chamber of commerce that will go after the businesses. We need somebody to be aggressive and everything for the county, not just for the city of Mountain Home, but for the county of Mountain Home. And I think that the county needs to come up with something toward a chamber of commerce or something like that, to where we've got somebody pushing for industry for the county of Baxter.
Mrs. Grudel, final answer on the last question.
I think we need to look at all of our departments, Road and Bridge, the Sheriff's Department, really all of them, and see, because up until now, up until the last couple years or 3 years, we didn't have this kind of surplus. And so a lot of these departments were being run just, you know, bare minimum, skin of their teeth. And so I think we need to sit down with the elected officials and the department heads and say, you know, what are you lacking? What do you need to really meet the needs of the people of Baxter County? And then I also agree, you know, with them as far as we don't need to spend it all. We need to be fiscally responsible, because we don't know that this trend will continue the way it is. We hope that it does, but you can't count on that. So that would be my goal.